another safety-driven podcast. This is part four in a series of eight podcasts that discuss the elements of a safety program. This podcast discusses workplace inspections.
I already do my equipment inspections. Is there another kind of inspection I need to know about?
Yes. If you have mobile equipment, it needs to be included in your inspection program. And your site inspections or workplace inspections are a necessary part of your safety program.
Why do we need to do a site inspection?
Well, inspections are a preventative step. They work towards workplace safety. Done properly, an inspection detects unsafe conditions before they develop into an accident.
So what is involved with a site inspection?
Well, you've determined what areas should be inspected. This could be anything essential, and it includes things like fire exits and general housekeeping. And then you develop a form that will list the critical elements so that when you inspect, none of them are missed. Document any new hazards or deficiencies that you find, then assign responsibility for their correction. Try to inspect on a regular schedule, usually monthly, but that could vary depending on the hazard level that is present.
Is there anything else I should know about setting up on a workplace inspection?
Yes, it's always good to involve management as well as employees. If you have a safety committee, they should participate as the employee representatives. Those responsible for performing inspections should also receive training in the process. Resources are available on the Safety Driven website to help you get started, or you can contact a safety advisor at ohsadvisor@safetydriven.ca. This has been an overview of workplace inspections. The next part in this series looks at incident investigations.